Broadcasting to millions
from WebmasterRadio.fm's world headquarters.
WebmasterRadio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Yes, this is James Martell here, and welcome to edition number 507 of the Affiliate Buzz, where we've been keeping affiliates inspired, informed, and motivated to succeed with affiliate programs since way back in 2003. If you're joining us live here today on WebmasterRadio.fm, it's great to have you with us. If you happen to be joining us through a podcast on our website, a podcast directory such as iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Spreaker, or maybe on our brand new YouTube channel, very special welcome to you as well. Arlene is away today, and I don't have a guest for you, so I guess it's just you and I. And because of this, I thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk about creating a irresistible list-building email opt-in offer. And I've got basically five steps that I follow, and I thought you might enjoy to hear them and maybe get a little bit out of it. I do know I didn't start paying attention or making it a serious priority in my business to start an email list and nurture it along until 2004, which sounds like a long time ago, which I guess it is now, being, I guess, what's that, 14 years from now? Sorry, 14 years ago. However, I got started in 1999, so I missed 5 full years of developing my list. So I don't make that mistake anymore. Anytime I'm working on a new venture and we're building an audience for a particular website of ours, or maybe another podcast such as Podcasting Mastery or a Smarter Local Marketing podcast, first priority is develop an email opt-in offer that's irresistible so that people will come along and have a great incentive to come on board with us. So I want to talk about that. I want to get into some detail on that. Before we do that, though, let's, if I may, invite you, if you haven't done so already, to join thousands of other listeners by subscribing to the Affiliate Buzz, where, of course, you'll receive weekly insight from some of the world's top marketers, influencers, and thought leaders in the internet and affiliate marketing industry, who will be talking about all different things we need to know about building a dream lifestyle business. And I think that's something that the internet will allow us to do and has for my wife and I. So I encourage you to subscribe if you haven't done so. You can do so over at jamesmartell.com/subscribe. And when you do, you will receive a complimentary copy of my affiliate marketing answer book, where you can learn how to avoid all of the mistakes that usually are made when somebody's starting an affiliate marketing business by learning from others who have come before you. And I'm a firm believer that we don't need to make all the mistakes ourselves. We can learn from others, and by doing so, that'll help us to fast track our own businesses and get on track and get on pace to earning the income that you're looking for much quicker by not having to fall on a number of landmines along the way unnecessarily. So now let's talk about the benefits of building a email list before we jump into talking about creating the opt-in offer. I do know I still run across students, friends, associates who've not made building an email list a priority. So I thought I'd just maybe pencil down a few reasons why I think you should make this a priority if you haven't done so already. And if you have, congratulations. And of course, we can always be working to improve our conversion rate and what we're doing with our list and how we're growing our list. So one of the main things that or main reasons I want to build a list, and I encourage you to do so, is because you own it. Once you have it, it's yours. You have 100% access to it. And nobody can take it away from you, unlike some horror stories that I've heard where somebody started a chat forum or a Facebook group over at Facebook, and they built up this beautiful group only to have Facebook close her down for some reason. Something went wrong, something offended Facebook, and boom, you've lost your entire group. And there's very many ways that that can happen. Same with Twitter followers, Instagram followers, and the like. And I'm not saying you don't want to build those types of audiences. Of course we do. But ultimately, I would like to get all those audiences also on my own email list. So if somebody changes the rules, or I make a mistake and offend Instagram or one of the services that we're building an audience on, we're not left out in the cold. And I've heard real horror stories on that. So number one, you get to own it. It's yours, 100%. It's an asset. I guess which would lead me into number two is it's permission-based, meaning the people who are on your list have actually given you permission through a double opt-in to share and communicate with them. So they've given you permission so that you can actually market to them. You can build their list, nurture them, work them along, help them along, communicate with them, which I guess also gives you some authority because they've put enough trust in you to give you their email address, which really is a first little step. And it's not as easy as it used to be. People are a little careful these days of handing out their emails. And I know I am. I know I'm on a lot of lists, and I unsubscribe from some that I'm not enjoying what I'm seeing. And I do know I'm very particular these days of which email lists I'm going to join, just because it's just another email in my inbox either every day or every week, whatever it's coming. So I'm particular about it. Number three, an email newsletter makes it simple for those of us who are a little less techie. And I know when I got started, I called myself a certifiable non-techie. I will admit I'm a little bit more technical these days, but I still outsource just about everything technical. So, but an email list is easy to start. You can head over to AWeber, or there's a free service out there called SendPulse, which I think is actually superior to AWeber in many ways. And you can set up your email list for free, set up your email marketing for free. Got a number of cool features. And you can build an email list up to 2,500 subscribers and send up to 15,000 email messages per month for free. And then as soon as you go over the 2,500 mark, then you got to upgrade to $9.95. So still, it doesn't cost a lot to get started. In fact, if you don't have a list at all, you can get started for free. Number four is people read, or at least they glance at the subject line. So unlike some forms of marketing where sometimes it's hard to get in front of them, for example, Facebook. Facebook, we can post a message, and it's been said it's down to around 10%, maybe 12% at max of your entire list that may see that message, and in some cases it's less than that. So we want to make sure we can get in front of our audiences and an email. At least we can get it into their inbox, and at least we can get the subject line in front of them. And if we're good at writing subject lines, we can communicate at least part of our message to them. The other thing we want to keep in mind is people have smartphones. A lot of people most people these days check their emails on their smartphones. So it's right in their hand. It's on their device. So it's right in front of them. I guess another benefit would be email can be used to drive engagement on blogs or social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, even YouTube. If you've got an audience, I know we launched our new YouTube channel, and I had the opportunity to just send out a few emails to everyone, say, hey, check out our new YouTube page. It's really cool. Some great graphics. We're organizing all the episodes for all three of our podcasts on my new YouTube channel. So without the email list, I couldn't have announced it. Email can also be used to ask for feedback or maybe conduct a survey. I know from time to time you may want to know a little bit more about something that you're offering to your audience, and you've got a question or two that you could put in front of them and conduct a little survey and get some really rich detail back from them. You can also use email to request reviews. We do this a lot, and we do this a lot for clients. I know I've built up for a client of ours. They had 3 reviews when we started, and 2 of them, quite frankly, weren't very good. And today, they're approaching 1,000. And they're averaging 4.2 out of 5 stars. So pretty darn good. And that's across many, many platforms. So email, and the primary way we did that was through an email, a very nicely written email, quite frankly, just put into an auto sequence that goes out every 6 months. So every 6 months, it sends it out to the entire list again, and bloop, we get another blip in wonderful reviews. And then I guess lastly, number seven is email is low in costs, and it helps you to capture the impact from any of the promotional efforts that you're doing. I know sometimes people will ask me, James, how do you make money with podcasting? And the answer is directly, probably I don't. Podcasting I use to get to know you, to get to know our audience, get to know what you're looking for. But when I have an offer, sure, I could share it on the show, and I do. And so I shouldn't say I don't make money from the show. Of course we do. But really what happens is I've built an email audience based on listeners who come to the show. Just so I invited you at the top of the show, if you haven't subscribed already, to head over to jamesmartell.com/subscribe to do so. And then from time to time, when I've got an offer, I've got a nice list of attentive listeners, and I get a chance to pop off a few emails to promote whatever we happen to be promoting at the time. So there are many advantages to building a list, and again, you own it. Gives you the ability to communicate. It's simple for those who are less than tech savvy. You can use it to drive engagement on your blog, social media, maybe to your YouTube channel. You can again use it to ask for feedback, conduct surveys, request reviews, and it's low in cost. So with that in mind, let's dig into the five, what I call the five irresistible lead generating email opt-in offer. Actually, no, let's do this. I can see we are up against the break. When we come back, we'll dig into five steps for creating an irresistible lead generating email opt-in offer for your business. We'll do that and more right after the break.
More affiliate buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing,
thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Thanks for listening. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today, and I don't have a guest for you, so it's just you and I. We're talking about the five steps for creating an irresistible list-building email opt-in offer for your business. Now, I've got 5 points here, and I use these every time I want to put together a list just to keep me on track, just to make sure I'm not wandering off, because it can be easy to get off track in the goal of this. And really, the goal is to provide them with, as I said, an irresistible offer. You want them to look at that and say, hey, I need that. I need that right now. And point number one, with that in mind, is it must provide a solution to one problem. So you imagine somebody comes along to your website. One of the first things I do is I think pages, not websites. So just in exactly the same way that Google doesn't rank websites, Google ranks individual web pages. Every web page in the Google index has its own ranking, its own listing in the results. I like to think about the email opt-in offer in the same sort of way. And by that I mean, when somebody lands on your page, what exactly are they looking for? Now, of course, you probably possibly have a blog or content of some sort on your website. And when somebody comes to that particular page, they're looking for something specific. And let's say you had a page of content that you were talking about how to start a blog. And you've got this whole concept there. Somebody's on the page. And obviously, if they're there, they're probably a good guess would be they're looking to start a blog. So you might want to offer them up something simple, like, you know, one-page formula for designing the perfect blog post that sells, or a template, something that can show them in one page exactly how to put together a blog post that's going to sell for them. So it's got to be simple and it's got to be quick. Another one would be, we all probably know the importance of a good, strong, solid headline. So if you were to do some research out there and somebody was going to be creating a blog and they, of course, will need a headline, and they say the headline is 80% of the actual page, because if you can't get them past the headline, they're not going to read anything anyhow. They're gone. So a killer headline is very important. So how about you go out and you research 32 or 51 killer headlines that you can model and put it into a nice little two-page PDF. There's all those beautiful headlines, and now they can, you know, hit the button, enter their name and email address, and boom, they get that little PDF after they double opt in. And that's great. It's really simple. Doesn't take a long time to put together. It solves point number one, which is a must provide a solution to one problem. Another one might be, how about if they're going to be talking to somebody on that post, and I'm using blogging just as an example. Of course, you'll tailor this to your own topic. But let's say they're going to be writing that blog post, and who are they writing it to? So we know the importance of if we're creating content that we're talking to somebody specific, somebody I like to call my ideal client. So how about a 17-step checklist for identifying your ideal client? That would be a great little piece for somebody who's going to be writing a blog post, because now they can talk directly to that person. It'll help them with conversion rate. It'll help them create the content, because they'll know exactly who their client is. They'll know their problems, their concerns, their desires, their needs. They'll know everything about them. It just makes things so much easier. All right, so that's point number one. It must provide a solution to one problem. Number two is, and this is where I used to get off track. I used to make these beautiful opt-in offers. They'd be like 50 pages or 100 pages, or they would be a 7-day audio course or a 350-page ebook or a 5-hour video series, and I've learned stay away from that. Point number two is it must be quick and easy for them to consume, because it's solving, as in point number one, one solution. So if it's really easy to consume, so if it's, go back to the little checklist for a second, a 17-step checklist for identifying your ideal client, that could probably easily be put into two pages. They could go through those two pages in minutes. If you're offering up maybe the perfect blog post template, again, a couple pages, max, maybe one page, probably one page. If you're putting together that free little booklet or free little report with the 51 headlines that they can model, 51 killer headlines they can model, again, that would probably be one, maybe two pages. So it could be a free checklist. It could be a free template. It could be a free report. Of course, all of these are going to trigger an ongoing follow-up series of emails. It could be a free worksheet, 7 key elements or elements to optimizing your page for top ranking. So they're creating that page. And, of course, they're writing to their ideal audience. They are thinking pages, not sites. They could be, you know, the checklist. And so maybe, okay, now we need to optimize this page for ranking. So there's another thing. So and so on. So it could be really simple. It doesn't have to be too complicated. I know I'm working on a little booklet right now called The Lifestyle Business Roadmap on my new site, lifestylebusinessroadmap.com. And it's just a nice, tight little booklet. It's about to go live here shortly. If you head over there now, you probably won't see it. But if you're on the list at jameswartell.com/subscribe, of course, you get an email as soon as it goes live. But it's just a simple little booklet that talks about how to build a lifestyle-based business on the Internet. So point one, gain, solution to one problem. Two, quick and easy to consume. Point number three, it's got to be consistent with your overall message. So what ultimately are you selling? In my particular case, it could be, in the examples above, it might be for my affiliate marketers boot camp. And if somebody comes onto the site and they're looking to learn how to create headlines, they're looking maybe how to create a perfect blog post with a template, or they're looking for a checklist for identifying their ideal client, they're kind of putting their hand up saying, hey, I'm getting into this business and I'm just beginning to learn, and I'm going to trigger a little email series from that that'll probably lead them down the path to taking one of my courses, which makes sense. So number three is it must be consistent with your overall message. You don't want to give them something obscure that's a totally different topic that's really not related to where you're trying to bring them to. Number four is it needs to be professionally presented. And I want to talk about that because I see some big mistakes that are made once they've created the opt-in offer, but then they don't take the time to professionally presented. So let's do this. I can see we're up against our last real quick break. When we get back, we'll dig into point number four, and then we'll wrap it up with point number five right after the break.
More Affiliate Buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content.
Hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Y, for a better us.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more Affiliate Buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. She's actually over visiting with our daughter over on Vancouver Island, hanging out with the two-year-old, our daughter and her husband. And she'll be back tonight. I don't know if we've mentioned, but we've had a new grandchild as well. A couple weekends ago, I know we were off last week because of it. And a little bit early, 6 weeks early, little munchkin, another little baby boy, beautiful little boy, little underweight for because he's so early. But all good. Looks like you'll be home for, to their home in the next few days. So we're excited about that. All right. So, of course, we're talking about five steps for creating an irresistible list-building email opt-in offer. Number one was it must provide a solution to one problem. Two, quick and easy to consume, preferably in 5 to 15 minutes. Number three, it must be consistent with your overall message. And then number four, it must be professionally presented. And I say that because I see sometimes a very good effort putting into creating the message, maybe providing that solution to that one problem. Nice, simple little report. But then they just offer it up as a Word, Microsoft Word document. They don't take the extra little step to spend $25 and have it professionally designed. Remember, this reflects on you. On top of that, when I say professionally designed, I mean, how does it look on your website? Where is it positioned? I was just teaching and talking with one of my coaching students, and we're looking at their opt-in offer, and it was honestly, it was right in front of me at the top of the page, but I couldn't see it. There was amongst two other offers there, and I'm like, where is it? And it was just blended into the graphics. It was hard to pick it out. Oh, there it is. Okay, I got it. We don't want that. To me, the number one priority when we get them on our website is to get them onto our list. So this, in my opinion, needs to be front and center, professionally presented. If you've got a nice little report that you've created or a little 10-minute audio that you're giving away, whatever it is, take the time to get a nice graphic created for us to represent it. Put the opt-in form right next to it. Nice little headline with it. Strong headline, strong little descriptive text below, call to action to leave their name and their email address. Another thing that I was looking at with my coaching student was their opt-in offer was 10 tips for blank. There was no benefits in it at all. So you want a really benefit-rich, powerful message. You need to get them on your list, an irresistible list-building offer. I do know, and I've mentioned this on the show probably 100 times, one of my interviews with Ryan Dice, who was the founder of iContact, which is a competitor of AWeber, which he sold a couple, 3 years ago for $155 million at the ripe old age of 28. On the episode, he'd mentioned that from his data, he had learned by looking at literally tens of thousands of customers like us who have email lists, he says 70% of the people who come to your website, you will never see them again if you don't get them on your email list. And I'm like, when I heard that, mic drop, that was like, okay, important. Imagine you have 1,000 people come to your website in a day or maybe in a month, 700 of them, you'll never see them again unless you get them on your list. So very important. So you want to make sure it's professionally presented. You want to have some great language on the opt-in form. You want to have an image that really represents that offer that they're getting. You want to have a professionally written email follow-up series. You want everything needs to look great. It needs to look like you really care. You've put a bow on it. Presents your business in a great light. Helps to amplify the look. You know, the overall message overall. It just looks better. So definitely number four is it needs to be professional. And then number five is kind of a departure from the tips, but I'd say this needs to be a big priority. And I know everybody's busy. I get that. Me too. And I know many of us are busy as a bee. But if you think about the opt-in offer, it really does leverage your time. So if you take the time and find the time to get this done well, you will have a list that's growing. You will have a list that's being marketed to through the follow-up email series. You'll be nurturing them along. You'll get the chance to get to know them. They'll get to know you. You'll get to present some offers that you know will be of interest to them because you're talking to your ideal clients or potential ideal clients. You've automated the follow-up sequence because of the email series. So it's really worthwhile taking the time to find the time to get this done. Of course, you can outsource a lot of this. I do know one of the reasons I didn't set this up early on, I wasn't a technical type of guy, and I didn't know how to do it, and that's never a good excuse for not doing it. Just because you don't know how to do it doesn't mean you can't get done. And you can find somebody over at Upwork for $25-$30 who'll set up your entire AWeber, get everything set up, give them the emails, they'll put the opt-in form on your website, they'll tidy it all up, put the graphics on there, add the headline for, you know, $25-$30, no problem. So it's very good to do that. So definitely take advantage of that if you're not so technically inclined. And you'll be very happy that you did when you see your email audience growing every day. We all have heard the saying, I'm sure, the money is in the list. And that's proven to be very true in our business, and I'm sure in yours will be the same, and it'll give you the opportunity, if you take the time and make this a big priority, to reap those benefits of building a list. So just to kind of recap the 5 points, number one, again, I think you probably remember, must provide a solution to one problem. Number two, must be quick and easy to consume, preferably within 5 to 15 minutes. Point number three, it must be consistent with your overall message. Number four, needs to be professionally presented. And then number five, it needs to be a priority to get this done. No point in wanting a list when you can actually have a list. So take the time to dig in, and you'll find in no time you will have gone through the five steps for creating an irresistible email opt-in offer. It'll be nicely positioned on your website, and you'll be very happy, as I said, that you've taken the time to do so. All right, so I can see we are out of time. Do keep in mind that we provide all of the show notes for you. So if you've missed anything here that we mentioned today, including links to everything that we've discussed, you'll find them at jameshortel.com/AB507 for this episode. That's jameshortel.com/AB507. Now, if you've considered building a lifestyle business so you too can spend more time traveling and more time enjoying your family and more time doing all of the things that matter to you most, like I say on our Podcasting Mastery podcast, I invite you to keep an eye open for my new Lifestyle Business Roadmap, and you'll find it at lifestylebusinessroadmap.com. And if you haven't done so already, I'd like to invite you again to join thousands of other listeners by subscribing to the Affiliate Buzz. And again, you can simply send a blank email, in this case, to affiliate_buzz@aweber.com. And that'll give you a copy of my Affiliate Marketing Answer Book, where you will learn how to avoid the unnecessary mistakes that many do. So again, affiliate_buzz@aweber.com. So again, thanks again for joining me, and we'll catch you in the next edition of the Affiliate Buzz.
Opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.